A competition robot doesn't look like anything out of the Jetsons. This device, named Mrs. Jones 2, looks more like an Erector set than some Legos had a baby. But don't let its humble appearance deceive you. Mrs. Jones 2 is the product of some fairly high-level design and programming. Picture something about the size of a carry-on suitcase made of clear green acrylic and Tetrix parts with tank treads rather than wheels.
You can either start on the parking zone or the ramp, and the teams consist of two robots, and you're against another team of two robots.
Tristan Van Sice is a senior. He programmed Mrs. Jones.
And you complete tasks by dumping balls into those tubes during the autonomous phase, and also dragging the tubes during the teleop phase, which is when we're controlling the robot. So we have pinchers on the back of the robot to pick up those drag those tubes and place them on the ramp by the end of the round.
Working on her own, Mrs. Jones drives down a wooden ramp into a competition area of about 50 square feet, uses sonar sensors to locate an upright plastic tube, and drops the ball into it. Yeah. Van Sice and two of his teammates, Evan MacArthur and Tad Nelson, believe they've just about perfected Mrs. Jones. They've worked hundreds of hours on the robot, in school and after, and it's worked flawlessly until the media arrives.
Almost.
Sometimes this gets bent a bit.
Yeah, I think I got bent off to the side. Or it's the whole arm falling over again. There's a bunch of little things I gotta work on before this is competition ready.
The robot can also be remote controlled through the so-called teleop phase Van Sice described. Teleop is the communication system between a laptop computer and a Bluetooth receiver on the robot. There aren't any wires connecting the controls and the machine. In the teleop competition, Mrs. Jones drives around the competition area and scoops up balls. But for senior Evan MacArthur, the real satisfaction comes from watching Mrs. Jones work independently.
Really sets apart one team from another. If you can actually have your robot complete a goal and an objective in that first 30 seconds, that says more about you than a team that can do stuff in the last 2 minutes or a minute and 30 seconds or whatever. And it's really about that programming, which is up to Tristan, and he's a great programmer.
MacArthur, Van Sice, and Nelson all plan to attend the University of Alaska Fairbanks next year and continue the partnership they started in this classroom. Van Sice will study computer science, and MacArthur and Nelson will become mechanical and electrical engineers, respectively. In all, six students worked on this project, and they're feeling a little giddy. The first Mrs. Jones failed utterly during the first four rounds of the regional competition in Juneau, but after impromptu repairs, she worked brilliantly in the next four rounds, and the Wired Wolves took second place. Across the bridge, the Mount Edgecombe Braves have been at robotics a little longer and will be a significant threat among the three dozen teams at state. Now, all that's left is that trip to Anchorage.
Do you check your robot or do you buy it a seat?
I haven't thought about that.
We haven't thought about it. I think we were going to check it.
I don't really want to check it. It might get damaged in checking. Edgecombe has these really nice boxes.
There is no end to the details in the world of robotics. And for the record, after a few adjustments, Mrs. Jones 2 rocked all on her own. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.
It's got a lot of metal and gears and things that could...
We'll just take it out of its laptop.